Father, our head and listen. Thank you, Father. There is such a unique synchronization of the witnesses here today. Everybody comes to witness till we gain the whole picture, including the song we just sang. It's a witness, and he said, rejoice only, I say rejoice. He said, only trust till the darkness is past. While the service was going on, and he said, there's somebody here, you are greatly disturbed about a subject. And he said, don't worry, I worked it out. I worked it out. It will work out for your good. Let's lift up our hands and receive that word and give him thanks. In his presence does everyone speak of his glory. In his sanctuary does everyone speak of his glory. Thank you, Daddy. Thank you, Daddy. The glory of the king is the welfare of his people. Don't forget that. The glory of the king is the welfare of his people. We have a good king. His welfare gives you, our welfare gives him glory. Father, we are grateful to you. He said, I will not fear evil because you are with me. Lord, we are grateful to you. Thank you for caring about us. God said he worked it out. He worked it out. I love that. When the math is difficult and somebody worked it out, you say, I didn't know it's so simple. To God alone be all the glory. Thank you, Papa. Psalm 73, verse 17. Until I went into the sanctuary, then I understood. Light else, don't downplay your fellowship with God. Did you see that? Some things you can't figure it out until you go to the sanctuary, until you enter into fellowship with him. I saw somebody, you didn't come to church yesterday. He said, why? He said, nothing. Then there's a problem. How can nothing not make you come to church? I can understand if you say, oh, I went to worship. Then how can there be nothing? Then there is evil. I tell you. Let's lift up our hands. Say, I will come to your presence. I will come to your presence. As I come into your presence today, there's something special in my heart for you. It's a song of praise for you, my Savior. I know love to be praised. And as I'm singing, you are singing with me, rejoicing over us with singing. Brought. This is your praise, Lord. Until I went into the sanctuary. My people, go and read that psalm. Everything was going crazy in his head. He was about to die until he went in the sanctuary. Hallelujah! 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 Until I went into thy sanctuary, then I gained understanding. Father, unto you are we come today, lighten us again. Thank you, Father, for the word. We rejoice in it. He said, rejoice again. I say, rejoice. Let that be our true reality. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Have your seat in his presence and welcome to God's house. Glory be to God. Matthew chapter 17, verse 4. Matthew chapter 17, verse 4. Then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, oh my God, Lord, God say it is good. Mommy, I love that sentence. He said, it is good for us to be here. Hallelujah. Can I tell you a secret? Where he's taking you is a good place. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, Lighthouse, listen to this. Don't forget, it took them, they didn't want to, it is not that they wanted to follow him. Look at verse 1. You know, like children, we bring them to church. I bet. They follow us. That is it. After these days, he brought them up. But they can even say this man again. He goes about doing good. We just, you know, how Jesus was going around, going to, you know, they can't know what will happen. Somebody wanted to follow him. He said, birds have nest, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. So I can imagine how they were feeling that night. But thank God they didn't say they are not coming. As the Lord liveth, you won't say you are not going with Jesus again. Yeah. My people, when they got there, Jesus didn't coach them. Hallelujah. He didn't say, support me, oh, my people. He brought them to an experience they've never had before. And in Peter's word, Peter said, that Master, you won't be found in a bad place. I prophesy you will not be found in a bad place. Oh, Maka Ikato. You will not be found in a bad place in the name of Jesus. Listen to this story. He said, Lord, it is good for us. Lighthouse, spiritual life is a good life. My people, spiritual life is what? Oh, until you locate it. You will not hate this other lifestyle. My wife and I were talking about this. I said, let's flip it to the other side. You know how I said, Lord, it is good for us to be here. You know they left somewhere, right? So what's the opposite of being here? It's bad down there. Hallelujah. You will look back. And you see how far you've gone from what is bad. Amen. In the name of Jesus. The benefits of spiritual life. Yesterday or on Wednesday, I told you the cost of it. Oh, my people, you need to extract yourself. You remember in verse 1, Bible says, it took them on a high mountain. Verse 1, please help us read verse 1. Let's quickly do a recap. You see, you will need to extract yourself. You will need to leave your familiar terrain. It's a solitary, unpopular life. Matthew chapter 7 verse 13 says, broad is the way that goes to damnation. But the one that goes to eternal life is a narrow way. You know, I was cracking some people up. Do you notice there are no narrow way in our cities? They are always Broadway. There is a bad man. I tell you. Look at it. He said, enter ye in at the straight gate. You will be inconveniencing, like you stay up 6 hours praying. You know what I'm saying? That's a narrow way, I tell you. But people, mommy, I can't comprehend it. I'm trying to process. You know, somebody says, some Christian can't even be a witch. Because witch go to meet every night. You can't even fly. You can't, you know, if you want to enroll as a witch, they'll say, no, you can't. You that sleep all night. Oh, no, you can't do that. In this place, we fly. Oh, we fly all night. Oh, my God. But we go up with Jesus. Amen. Lighthouse. He said, enter ye in
at the straight gate, for wide or broad is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. Many there be which go in that.
You know, when I read this, I said, I won't go on Broadway again. I want to go on narrow way.
But there are no narrow way. That was a bad man. Broad Street, Broadway, East Broad. What?
Oh my God. Broad Street. Oh. If I become mayor, I'll change up narrow way. East narrow way, not narrow way. Hallelujah.
But you see, all these things, they are not, they are spirit driven, my people. They are spirit driven. He said, enter ye in at the straight gate. Look at the next verse. He said, the one that is narrow, you need to find it. You know, Broadway, you just be there. But to go on a narrow way, you have to, it's intentional. He said, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life. And few, only few people that they were looking for it. You know what I'm saying? You know how Bible says, he that seeketh does what? Find it. Exactly. Matthew 7:7. He that seeketh find it. Now here he says, don't worry, my dear. Let's stay here. Let's go back to where we were. He said, and narrow. So sometimes, you know, and which he said, narrow is the way that leadeth unto life. And few, oh my God, that's a bad ratio. Few there be that findeth it. It's solitary, but it is a peaceful life. Romans chapter 8, verse 7. Romans chapter 8, verse 7. He said, to be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually, can you roll up to verse 6? Did you see that? This Broadway thing. I work on Broadway by 50th for like 4 years. My people, it's so bad. Sometimes I will have to close my eyes. I would rather close my eyes than behold. Satan is a bad man. If the children say they are going to Times Square, persuade them not to go to Times Square. I'm just saying. But, you know, anything can happen there. Anyway, let's leave that. That's not the subject. Don't take my word or just my opinion, okay? He said, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded. That's what Peter didn't know. And when he got there, he said, this is where we are going. We are not going back again. My wife and I were looking at this morning. He didn't care. He wanted to plan long, staying there long. You know what I'm saying? You know, he told Jesus, he said, Master, we are not going back home. He said, let's make 3 tabernacles. Now, are they going to do that in the night? I mean, it would take a night to do all of that. Because before they would go to the bush, cut wood, you know, put things together. He would just tell them, Jesus, just be doing, as you are shining, that's why you should be shining. Let's be doing this. And then after they build the tabernacle, they're going to stay there all night and then come down. It will be daybreak already. They didn't care. There are other 9 disciples Jesus left behind. Lighthouse, if you taste it, you won't want to leave it. Say, I like it. Lighthouse, my God. You know how Bible says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. There is a dimension in our relationship with God. If you get there, say, I will stay there. Let's go on. Benefit of spiritual life. Number one is a high lifestyle. You know how they call some, they say some people like high life. I'm not talking about life musical. Hallelujah. Thank you. You see this spiritual life thing? My God. You know how God is called the Most High? Yeah. When you interact with the Most High, that's the highest form of life. Bible says it taketh them into a high mountain apart. It will redefine your affection. Colossians chapter 3 verse 1. Benefit of spiritual life. The first one is that it's a high life. It's a life that is superior. Hallelujah. A life where all your affections and you don't need anything. In Psalm 34, he said, "Fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him." My God. He said, "Fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him." No worry, sir. You know why? For a spiritual person, everything works together. About Joseph, his brothers, they went to tell him the lie. They said, "Our father said you forgive us." They said, "No, don't even go there. Am I in the place of God?" He said, "You thought it for evil." My people, they thought it, but God used it. He said, "You thought it for evil, but God meant it for good to bring pass this day." And you know what the spiritual man said? He said, "Don't worry. It's not forgiveness you need. It's nourishment." He said, "I will nourish you up." My God. Life that is totally peaceful. He said, look at what he said here. He said, "If ye then be risen with Christ," because you saw what we read in that Romans chapter 8, verse 6. He said, to be spiritually minded is life and peace. A spiritual man is at peace with everything. You know why? Everything works together. Don't think evil. They thought it, but it didn't work like they meant it. Are you here? Lighthouse, it takes spirituality to gain dominion. Give God a hand clap. Making progress without noise. That's spirituality. Hebrews chapter Isaiah chapter 11, we say this voice shall not be heard in the street. Lighthouse, that's where God is taking you. When you get there, you discover it's a good place. And you will anything that wants to take you out from there, you will say, "No, leave me here." Look at verse 7. And verse 4. It says, okay, listen to this. We shared this over the, was it on Wednesday? He said, "Righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins." You attain it. I'm going there because you see that light, white, that Jesus was transfigured into is actually righteousness. Bible says the clothing the saints were clothed in white garments, which is the righteousness of the saint. And that righteousness is not a righteousness you do by practice. It's righteousness that you inherited through faith. Are you here? Because if you want to do righteousness by practice, Bible says all our righteousness, it doesn't work like that. It's not that kind of righteousness that makes only glow like light. It's the righteousness that comes by the obedience of faith. God says, "Sit down." And you have a choice not to sit down, but that you may inherit light. And you won't know what will have happened if you stood up. Oh, my people, God is not fake you. If God tells you, bend down, you don't know how many arrows is about to fly over across of you. If you are still saying, "Why should I bend down?" may you not be cast down. You see, because you don't know why he's telling you to do what he tells you to do. That's the righteousness that comes by faith. Hallelujah. Are you here? Hallelujah. That's the righteousness that translates to be light that cannot be cast down. He said, "He shall not cry, nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street." See, everything is working. The benefit of spiritual life. Now let's go to Colossians chapter 3. How do we inherit this? There's a righteousness that we inherit through obedience. That's the true righteousness. Not righteousness that you plan from home. So when I get there, I won't say anything. No, it doesn't work like that. Hallelujah. Bible says you should not worry what you shall say or what you should not say. What you should say should be given to you. That's the righteousness that come by obedience. See what it said. He said, if you then be increasing with Christ, seek those things which are above. Say, high life. Where Christ seated on the right hand of God. Look at the next verse. Verse 2. Set your affection on things above. Let the things that motivate you be things that God does. Amen. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 5. You know why? That's where you are seated. Lighthouse. It is good to live a very peaceful life. Bible says the way of peace they know not. My people, it's a hard life. You know what Bible says? It says the way of the transgressor is what? It's hard. Say not me. I've been hearing this word I shared with you. Do yourself no harm. You see this carnality? People say somebody wanted to kill them. Don't leave anybody want to kill you. The one you are killing. So how do you hate yourself for that? Except to extract yourself from it. Are you here, Lighthouse? Are you here? Can I tell you something? Bible says when my enemies and my foes, Psalm 27, came up to eat up my flesh. What happened? My God. And yet we are standing. We didn't run. They were the one running. But we didn't fall. They are the one that fell. See, that's me. When my enemies and my foes came up to eat up my flesh, they were coming. I'm not questioning by me. He would just put a leg. You remember the story of Laban? Laban pursued Jacob 7 days, man. 7 days. He didn't mean good, though. Because why would you worry after him? The night he was to catch up with him, God tapped him. He said, say neither good nor bad. Don't even greet him. Don't say anything good or bad to that guy. And the guy didn't know anybody was chasing him. And when he got there, he changed the music. You know, these are my children. That's not what he left home with. Give God the hand clap. Hallelujah. Thank you, my dear. Let's go back to Hebrews, Ephesians chapter 2. Say, good life is spiritual life. Yeah, Peter said it now. Peter said it is good that we be here. I won't find you in no other place. Look at verse 5. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 5. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 5. He said, even when we were dead in sins, had quickened us together with Christ. By grace, ye are saved. And that, say what? Raised us up. Light us. Jesus don't raise people down. Are you here? Don't care what anybody. He said, I will not fear what man can do. I will not fear what flesh can do. Don't be going brandishing yourself. Oh, you can't do anything. Righteous people don't say that. No, that's it. That's foolishness. I tell you. Don't do that. Hallelujah. My God. Their hope is in God. Who delivered the righteous from the hand of the wicked. Come. Due respect, honor all men, but fear God. He said, and I said, raise us up. The only reason he came down was to carry you. That where he is, there you may be also. He said, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places. I want to share an experience with you, or a vocabulary in the spirit, so that you can locate whether this journey I'm doing is a going up or a going down. My dear family, any departure, this going up and down, it's not a geographical location. It's an inclination of the heart. See what the Bible says. Isaiah chapter 31, verse 1. Egypt represents the world. It's a spiritual... the word Egypt is not Egypt in Africa. It's spiritually. It is Egypt representing the world. Or departure from God. Whosoever does not... And you know how Bible says we are spiritual Jews. Whatever is... Bible says we are the true circumcision. Who worship God in spirit and have no confidence in the flesh. Philippians 3 verse 3. Alright? Now, when you say you are a Christian, you are a Jew spiritually. And when somebody is not a Christian, it's an Egyptian spiritually. You know, the same way God delivered the children of Israel from Egypt, so we are delivered from the world or from being Gentiles. Hallelujah. And how he took them to the promised land, that's the heaven where he's taking us. You get what I'm saying? All right. Now, see what the Bible says here in Isaiah chapter 31. We have to roll up, my dear. He said, woe to them that go down to Egypt. Lighthouse, I'll show it to you now. Anytime you go to Egypt, it's a going down. Mommy, in my Christian life, and I give God all the glory. I don't even know anything. It's just Holy Spirit. As a Christian, you don't cry down. Are you here? You don't do what? You cry up. I will lift up. Anytime you, Bible says, a righteous man bowing down at the door of the wicked is like a corrupted fountain and a troubled spring. Say not me. A Christian, mommy, I can't, you can't, I'm not bragging, and this is God, shall get me. But you see, if I come, if I say, give me money, that's a crying down. Are you here? And whoever does that is not a servant of God. Say, I cry up. I beg me, my people. See what he said here. He said, woe to them that go down to Egypt for what? For hell. And stay on horses and trust in chariots because they are many, and in horsemen because they are very strong, and they look not to the Holy One of Israel, neither seek God. Say, I won't go down. So before you think that we are going on the one high mountain apart, you better change your slippers. Amen. Let's see the story of Abraham. Genesis chapter 10, chapter 12. And this is how you can test if God is with somebody or God is not with somebody. Because when you go down, it's a departure. Have you talked to people and you say, how can you descend so low when you are correcting people? Exactly. Say, not here. We will not descend low. Neither you nor me. Our help cometh from the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, I can cry to you. You can cry to your pastor. That's a cry help. Are you here? But if your pastor say, "Waiting, you bring come." Is an Egyptian. Say, tell him, get out of my way, oh Egyptian. You know, you don't. A man of God can do. You can give him what you brought. But he can't ask you what you brought. Say, I hear. Are you here? This is how you test my people. Somebody called my brother. He said, he's helping me get a job. So bring 7 envelopes. Eh? I said, and you are giving him 7 envelopes. He said, he's a prophet. I said, I tell you in the name of the Lord, if you give, don't go back there. And don't give nobody any envelope. In the name of Jesus. He said, Basaya, what if they is mad? I said, come behind me. Come and stay here. My people, that was the last time. See, I won't go down. Of course, nothing happened. See, what they have when I write him up. Is he angel is going to give or who? Lighthouse, freely have you received. With no offering, my people. No obligation. Bible says when I sent you without post or script, he said, don't take post. Don't, no, my people. You have to know how to the litmus for these things, my people. You have to look. He said, greet no man in the way. That's Jesus in Luke chapter 9. As you are going, greet no man in the way. Don't lobby around people. That's, it's not like you are frowning. You know, you look like somebody who just got robbed. No, you are so pleasant, but you see, no lobby. No, you are saying, oh, I'll come to your house every day. I say, oh, he's coming again. Not here. I say, not here. Let somebody praise the Lord. I was young, a little boy. A pastor came to our house, and he sent me to go and buy Star Lager. As I was going to buy Star Lager, I said, this pastor. I was under 10 at that time. But my brain said, this match is not equal. Glory be to God. Say, I will not go down. Verse 13, verse 1. Chapter 13, verse 1. I will close here. When you go out of a wrong situation, when you stop doing anything that is contrary to God's law, it's a coming up. Did you see that? He said, and Abraham did what? Went up out of Egypt. Genesis chapter 26, verse 2. Quickly. And the Lord appeared, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And the Lord appeared, Genesis chapter 26, verse 2. And the Lord appeared unto him, that is unto Isaac, and said, let's stand up on our feet. Lighthouse. Say, I won't go down. As the Lord liveth, you won't go down. As the Lord liveth, you won't go down. As the Lord liveth, you won't go down. Genesis 46. Let me look at this with you. God said to Jacob, I will go down with you. You know why? It's according to destiny. He said, when Jacob was going down to Egypt with his family, he didn't want to go. He went to inquire of the Lord. But don't forget, according to prophecy, God had told Abraham that your children will be slaves in a foreign land. But see what God told him here. He said, Shaga, my people, don't go down with people. Are you here? You will not go down with anybody. If for any reason the Lord take you in a path, you know why? It was that place that Joseph was in the dungeon. My people, I went to Ghana some time ago. They took me to Elmina Castle, where they keep slaves that will be, my people, bad and dark, no light at all. Now Bible says they put him in the inner dungeon. No light except God was there with him. I prophesy, you will not be where God is not. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Listen what I say. He said, I will go down with thee into Egypt, and I will also surely bring thee up again. You know, you may be going experiencing some things that look so dark and black. Check if God is there. Okay? If God is there, if he says, I am here, it won't be you alone that will come out. He went there to bring everybody else up. Hallelujah. That's the same thing Jesus Christ did. He came down to Egypt and God was with him. You remember Bible says it? Because all these things are metaphor of spiritual realities. Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever believed in him. And when the ox came, Bible says, finding himself in the form of a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death. He went to Egypt. It was a metaphor. But he didn't come there. He didn't live there alone. He brought us out to take us up. Let's lift up our hands and say, Lord, I won't go down. I won't be where you are not. When God came down in that place, in that Psalm 16, my sister read, he said he came down to bring me out. He came down to bring me out. As the Lord liveth, you may appear as if you are going through some dark moments. Chill. You see that experience? It will be you alone that God will bring out. It will bring out a whole generation that we know no sorrow nor sadness again. He said, I will go down with you to bring everybody up in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, we just want to thank you. I want us to pray. Lord, if I'm where you are not, please send me help. I come up. I come up, Lord. I come up, Lord. They put Daniel in that lion's den. He went down, so to say. But God was there with him. And nothing could harm him. Father, Lord, please, I cry for help. Bring me out and establish me at the place where you are. Going forward, Lord, don't let me ever cry down. Let me ever cry up. Thank you, precious Father. Say, Lord, take me, establish me in that good place. Let my testimony be, it is good for me to be here. Let my testimony be, it is good for me to be here. Let me witness to my children, it is good for us to be here. Let me also witness to my spouse. Let us stay here. Thank you, precious Father. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Father, you said to Jacob, he knew enough. He knew, is it okay to go to Egypt? And God said, I will go down with you. Lighthouse, you won't go down with people. My people, you won't go down with people. As the Lord will be there, you won't go down with people. Anywhere you go, God will be with you. Anywhere you go, God will be with you. My God. Chaka kato brekata. Leko pa ikatakaba. Makabra kato keshakaba. When they got to Egypt, they allotted them a fine place. My God. They were there, but not there. Everything was in Goshen. Every other place was dark and dingy. And you will not be where God is not. In the name of Jesus. And he will direct your going out and your coming in. You will not be found low. You will be found with the Most High. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, precious Father. Daddy, are we where you are not? Come and get us out. Come and get us out. Come and get us out. Thank you, precious Father. Having been brought out, establish our footsteps upon the high mountain. In Jesus' name. Thank you, precious Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Please stretch your hands towards me. Let my testimony ever be, Lord, it is good here. I will not find myself and say, what am I doing in this bad place? I will not depart from him. I will stay there. They will find me with him. Thank you, precious Father. We give you all the glory. In Jesus' precious name we pray. How many people felt good being here today? Glory be to God. That's what you get when you go to God's sanctuary. You will not be found anywhere else. And so the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy are following us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord. Amen. He brought me out.